cut off at your...
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
What's up? Thanks for listening on our way into the weekend. Hopefully all this bad weather around the country hasn't been too bad on everyone, but hey, we can stay inside, watch the men's and women's Final Four, kill more ants. I had these little black ants get in the house, in the kitchen and bathroom. I had an exterminator come through Wednesday because I've been a serial ant killer the last week and a half, but dead now. I had to sweep up ant corpses. Now enough of my issues. On with the show.
My favorite stories of the day.
In the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania suburb of Monroeville is where 76-year-old Mildred Simone Arruludo lives and did a good thing recently by donating clothes to Vietnam Veterans of America. At this point, it's a good idea to remind everyone to always check the pockets of clothes before tossing or donating them. And Simone Arruludo learned that lesson the old-fashioned hard way. The 76-year-old has been calling Vietnam Veterans of America, along with the company that picked up the donations, and they told her donated clothes get shipped to places across the U.S. and outside the country. So this will be a needle in a haystack type search, and the 76-year-old is racing against the clock because she has until May 8th to find the winning pick five lottery ticket worth $2.5 million before it expires. Simone Arruludo told WTAE Action 4 News in Pittsburgh she felt stupefied. Her words, put the winning lotto ticket in her inside coat pocket so she would not forget it and then forgot it. Now imagine that feeling. Imagine that helplessness. She looked all over and then remembered the very coat was put in the box to be donated a few days later. Now, if there is any bright side to this, Simone Arruludo did give it to the Vietnam Veterans of America. And hey, whoever gets it, wherever they get the donated coat, maybe a veteran who could use the money if they find it before May 8th. Otherwise, that lady lost $2.5 million. Spring has come and winter's gone, my winter's gone. Now, this past Saturday must have been relatively nice outside. Pretty nice day to be out in Provo, Utah. Must have been, at least, since KUTV 2 News is reporting about a dozen or so kids and their parents were in Bicentennial Park that afternoon. So kids are running around while parents are likely between watching them and on their phones. When everyone's attention slowly turned to the guy stripping down butt naked right there in the park with kids watching. And then somebody told cops he pulled a gun from the clothes he left on the ground. And that is when KUTV 2's reporting the butt naked dude then walked over to a restaurant next to the park, walked into the restaurant, adding his buns and sausage to the special of the day, and then started following people around while flexing his muscles. So if he did have a gun, like that witness said, he was flexing guns while holding a gun. Provo police say they started getting calls about a butt-naked dude in the eating spot. So when officers got there, they say the 24-year-old man had finished flexing and following folks around the restaurant and was actually standing in the middle of the street in all of his glory, still naked, no weapons charged, but cops did book him on lewdness and disorderly charges. Now, the day before that butt-naked guy in Provo, Utah, police in Nashville, Tennessee, tried to pull over a car last Friday for a temporary license plate that was covered. But officers say the car sped off, and WSMV News 4 is reporting this turned into a high-speed chase around corners, through neighborhoods, and actually shook the police cars long enough for the two in the car to apparently feel like it was a good time to stop, to put air in their tires at a Kroger's gas station. Now, who knows? Maybe they were thinking that they could blend in among the cars, but the two guys inside apparently never looked up. You know, because Nashville police has two helicopters, and they only needed one for this chase, and said the bird was up there watching these two geniuses stop to put air in their tires, middle of a chase. So patrol cars caught up, took the driver and passenger into custody, and if anyone is wondering what would possess anyone to stop in the middle of a police chase to put air in their tires? Marijuana is what cops say they smell when they walked up and found in a large baggie inside the car, along with two digital scales, loose baggies, two vape pens, and a bottle of weed in a backpack. Dude, why are we going so fast? Slow down to pull over. Tires almost flat. All allegations, innocent until proven stupid. back after this break. But first, give a listen to DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg H.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real Hip Hop and R&B matters. The Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg H.
Oh my God, baby, thanks.
If you want to tone those muscles up for the beach or poolside, have I got the goods for you.
I was just going to buy a workout kit.
The workout kit. Two durable, super strong bands guaranteed not to break.
Wait, is this it?
Two bars also guaranteed not to break, which connect to the bars for maximum resistance up to 5 pounds.
I'm being pranked, right?
And two all-natural 5-pound stones for upper body workouts, or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And two rubber bands and two sticks?
The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
Uh-uh, I know this is really what's nice, this kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
And now for the world around us.
On Monday in Ontario, Canada, provincial police posted a couple of pictures on Twitter or X showing a guy driving a red car while watching a movie on his iPad. And they say this guy was watching this movie on an iPad while driving at 130 kilometers per hour. So for us here in America, that's about 80 miles an hour, since we just have to be different measuring things. But yeah, Ontario provincial police say a Good Samaritan called to tip them off and to send pictures. So troopers tracked down the guy, a 38-year-old from Hamilton, saying he almost caused a crash at one point. He also never said what movie he was watching, but it had to be a good one. Now, a court in Lublin, Poland, last Thursday, upheld a mother of three's 4-year prison sentence after she was convicted last year of robbing two banks 2 years ago while she was 8 months pregnant. That is a hard-to-hide feature, and investigators say it was pretty apparent that the woman on the bank surveillance video had a baby bump to go with that knife in her hand. So they say that helped lead them straight to the 37-year-old who ended up giving birth behind bars. And the Daily Mail newspaper in England is reporting she was allowed to keep the baby while locked up. Now, her husband is caring for the other two, and investigators say he was actually her getaway driver without even knowing, because they say she had the hubby pick her up in a lot near the bank by telling him she was at a doctor's appointment. The Daily Mail's also reporting she lied to her husband and kids about the money in a suitcase in their basement, reportedly testifying in court she told them it was from winning the lottery. Well, since she really did not, the convicted liar and bank robber was also ordered to pay a fine to reimburse the banks. But that suitcase in the basement was only filled with 5,000 pounds worth almost 6,500 U.S. bucks, which was half of what she admitted stealing. Now, investigators say she spent the other 5,000 pounds on building materials for their home. So she lies, but loves her family. Police in New Delhi in India have been chasing after this 27-year-old pickpocketing phone thief for a while now, but say they caught him early last week, Monday the 24th. And cops say when they ran him down, he did what he always does, pooped his pants. And that's why they say he kept getting away, describing the stench as so powerful, officers had been backing off, covering the noses while old Potty Badmash ran off. Yeah, they say the 27-year-old's name is Deepak, but they nicknamed him Potty Badmash. Started calling his technique the poop and run defense. Seriously. The Times of India newspaper is reporting Potty Badmash has a long criminal record with a half dozen cases around north and central Delhi. But this last time, cops say they were equipped with gloves and masks. See, the pandemic helped with something. Yeah, officers were told to carry and use the protective gear if Potty Badmash popped up again. And they say when they saw Potty or Deepak in a park last week, patrol officers geared up, ran him down, and thanks to the mask, they were able to take him down and bear with the stench of boo-boo wafting from his rear end. And the gloves helped, too, because cops say the officers tackled him in the park and pinned him down, so no doo-doo on their hands. But give a little credit to the old Potty Badmash, pooping on command. That has to be a talent.
A relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibonac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibonac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibonac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch.
Ask your doctor about
Sibonac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards.
Where are you going looking like that?
Relationships can be tough if the significant other is like this.
Who is this guy who keeps liking all your posts? He in your DMs too?
So for women who need a break, there's Sibonac. This chewable gummy will relax your nerves, ease tensions, and help you forget you once had better options.
Sorry, I just had a lot on my mind.
Sibonac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibonac.
What's up with what's going down, though?
I forgot what news story or show made me look this up, but for those of us who do not know, a lot of towns around America hold testicle festivals every year. Yeah, not for pervs to show off, no, but to eat up. And sorry, people are having a ball eating them. Said sorry. Yeah, cattle, bulls, turkeys, pigs, you name it, they cook them. Battered, deep fried, a little seasoning, sometimes coated in chocolate. What's up with how that's going down, though? I do not want to know. And Rocky Mountain oysters are their nicknames. So if ever in a restaurant with Rocky Mountain oysters on the menu, now you know. But yeah, testicle festivals. The oldest in the U.S. is in Byron, Illinois, about 100 miles west of Chicago, with others in at least 11 other states. And several other countries reportedly have these testicle festivals. That's all. Just wanted to let everyone know and say it a bunch of times. Testicle festival.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
I'm so immature. Celebrity birthdays next.
Believe he got away with saying all that? Slammy Sammy with a classic as we keep the turntable spinning with some dust.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays this weekend, starting with Friday the 4th.
We'll find another one done for this dirty work.
Singer Austin Mahone is 29.
Forget all your fears and
Britney's sister, singer-actor Jamie Lynn Spears, Zoe 101, she's 34. Comedian and actor Eric Andre, 42. Watching Poker Face now, actor Natasha Lyonne, she's 46. Singer Kelly Price, 52. Yes, I'll walk anywhere with singer and actor Jill Scott. Just in Abbott Elementary, too. Just sorry. Miss Jill, 53. Joe in The Facts of Life, actor Nancy McKeon, 59. Iron Man and Brat Packer, Robert Downey Jr., 60. Comedian David Cross is 61. Talk show host Graham Norton, pulling that lever to throw folks from chairs. He's 62. Agent Smith in The Matrix, actor Hugo Weaving, 65. And Coach. Also the dad in Poltergeist, Craig T. Nelson, is 81. And on Saturday, Marvel's agent Peggy Carter, Haley Atwell, will be 43. Actor Sterling K. Brown will be 49.
Bands will make her dance.
Oscar-winning 3-6 Mafia rapper and Club Bangers producer Juicy J is hitting 50.
Oh yeah, there's something about you.
Oscar-nominated producer, rapper, and fashion designer Pharrell Williams, 52. In my 90s playlist, singer Paula Cole, 57.
You gotta roll with Kid and Play, now everybody sing.
That old Herbie Love Bug go-go beat, Kid and Play, rapper, house party actor, and gets a credit on Real Time with Bill Maher, Christopher Kid Reed, 61.
You are the dancing queen.
ABBA, singer Agnetha Fallskog, the blonde one. She'll be 75, then Sunday the 6th. Pianist, songwriter Robert Glasper, 47. DJ in Full House, actor Candace Cameron Bure will turn 49. And JD in Scrubs, actor filmmaker Zach Braff will be 50. Actor Paul Rudd, 56. Michael Rooker, 70. Mary Lou Henner, 73. And Cliff in Cheers, actor John Ratzenberger will be 78. Just saw him in Poker Face 2. Rain Man, movie director Barry Levinson, 83. And
I don't claim you can have a better time with Colt 45 than without it. But why take chances?
Actor and pitchman Lando, Billy Dee Williams will be 88. Then on Monday, actor Kevin Alejandro in Lucifer in Southland, he'll be 49. Comedian and actor, How to Be a Player, Bill Bellamy, 60. Actor Russell Crowe, 61. Actor and stuntman Jackie Chan, 71. The Oates in Hall & Oates, singer, guitarist John Oates will be 77. He's a soft-spoken guy. The Chiffon, singer Patricia Bennett will turn 78. And The Godfather, movie director Francis Ford Coppola will be 87. And that's all she wrote for another Real Pod newscast. Hey, I know I say it all the time, but I mean it. Thank you all for checking out the show. And please help by spreading the word. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have to sweep up the rest of these ants.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.